is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Michael.
Hey.
What's up, man? How can we help you?
I'm struggling over here.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, maybe you should talk to a professional. We're just a bunch of idiots who try and hook you up with a date.
Well, I can't get a hold of this girl who I was hanging out with for a couple dates, actually. This girl, Christy.
Okay.
Super, super cool, really cute, gorgeous, actually. She's like a 10. Basically, we just hung out a few times. She came over during the storm. She spent the night, cooked some food together, watched some Netflix. It was great. Like, I really started falling for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently, she just hasn't been returning my texts, returning my calls. She basically just ghosted me. And I just want to figure out what happened, I guess.
Sounded like she mosted you, man. Like, she mosted
you. Oh, yeah, that's a new thing.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
Where they make you feel like you're the one that all of a sudden ghosts you. That's what it sounds like.
That's a real thing. That's what they call that.
Mosting. Yep. Yeah.
It happens.
You got mosted.
You got mosted, Michael.
Yeah, I think I did.
Get your weight up.
We're going to try and give her a call next and see if we can get you another date or some answers. How about that?
Awesome. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, is this Christy?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, listen, we need to talk to you.
Who is this?
This is the Get Up Crew. We're calling from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And let me explain. The reason
I thought you were a bill collector.
Okay, so now we know you don't pay your bills. No. Actually, this is a good thing. We're actually offering you a free date that we'll pay for wherever you want. But let me explain why. So we got a call from a very nice guy. His name is Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so
no, I'm good. I don't think I'll take that date.
Wow, hold on a second. Well, Michael called us up. He was telling us that you guys hung out a lot, that he really had this feeling that there was like a potential there for maybe, you know, a romance, something, and that.
Oh, yeah. No.
Look, he sounded sad, very sad, because he feels like there was no indication about you being uninterested in him. You just kind of like disappeared on him.
Oh, you guys,
Can you tell if you don't want to see him anymore, it's fine. If you don't want the date, it's fine. But just let us know why so we can pass it on to him.
Basically, you guys know we had that big nor'easter come in.
Which one?
Yeah, the one that knocked out my power from Wednesday to Saturday, that big storm.
Okay.
So basically, like, we'd gone out once and I was not going to go out with him again. But then, like, my power went out and I had no electric and no heat. And, like, all my food and my groceries are getting spoiled because I have no electricity. And, you know, he still had power. So I hung out with him because, like, I didn't really want to miss my show.
Oh, my God. Like,
dude, this guy, though, is so boring. Oh, my God.
Christy, I'm trying to help you out.
Because he was so boring.
Okay, Christy, please stop.
Let her finish.
Oh, God.
Let her tell Christy. Us about, you know, how she felt about this guy.
Oh, God.
Oh.
You know what? Just know that everything you're saying, he's listening to, because Michael's on the phone right now. Michael.
Yeah.
Hey.
Man, if he was depressed before.
He's really depressed now.
No, I'm not depressed. I'm angry now.
Oh,
actually.
Sorry.
What can I say? The guy had a second bedroom. I didn't even have to have sex with him and sleep in the same bed with him. Oh, and he had, like, in the spare bathroom, he's got the little mini shampoo and conditioners and stuff.
It was like a free hotel. Hotel.
But he put him in there.
Wow.
Yeah. I left with a bag of groceries.
Oh, now you're just being mean.
He was, like, ordering us food every single night for delivery, and my power came back on Saturday, but I actually stayed till Monday because I was having such a lovely time at that hotel.
Jesus.
Wow.
So I take it this means that you don't want to see me again.
Oh. I mean, unless we get another big storm, my power goes out.
I don't even know what to say to Michael.
Hey, Michael, if there is another big storm, would you take her back if she called you?
I mean, I want to say no, but I'm a nice guy, so she really had no power. I'd probably say yes.
Like, how do you see guys?
So, Christy, Is that no to another date? Or...
I mean, I guess if my power goes out, maybe.